are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Embodying a Christ-like values, serving others, advocating for justice, being a positive influence and supporting others, engaging in arts and media, and praying for cultural transformation, Christian men can make a meaningful and positive impact on the culture around them. So let us take a look at how men can actually do this whole cultural engagement things while also in their faith. I said, I don't know which one, you know, is it the faith into culture or culture into faith, you know? This will help us with that one as we unpack. We are joined on the line by Pastor Robert Ngorima, who's going to be speaking to us this morning about this for our men. Mfundisi, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Stole. I'm fine. How are you?
I am good. And you, Mfundisi?
Yes, I'm pretty well.
Good, good, good. So, Mfundisi, before we get into the crux of the conversation, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Shall we pray? Oh, Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for the gift of life, for the presentation before us. We pray only for your presence. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mfundisi, we're speaking about all things culture and men. So how can Christian men now integrate their faith into their daily lives to positively impact the culture around them?
Okay, thank you for such a beautiful question. For a man to have impact on the society around the person is to first just accept other people's cultures and value them, and not to see self as superior than everyone else. Yes, so you are supposed to respect other people's cultures and you are supposed to respect other people in general. Yes.
Okay. So how can men now, Mfundisi, you know, in practical ways, serve their communities and make a difference? With the understanding that you have just said, now, good, they must respect people's cultures, right? With understanding that we're living in a multicultured society, you know. It's no longer like, I was not even there in the big days, but I'll make that example. It's no longer in the big days, you know, where when you would go to a particular village or tribe, you know that the culture is the same. So I would go here, I would learn the Sotho culture, and then I would be okay. But now we are so multicultural in a sense that you don't even know if you are wrong or right, you know, when you do something, because you don't know. So how now can they best serve the communities, given that we are different in our cultures?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for the question. I always have these two examples. The example of Jesus himself. He lived in a multicultural environment, Paul as well. So we can, Jesus came to lead us by example. So he mingled with Jews, Gentiles, and Greeks, etc., etc. So when you want to mingle and have impact on other cultures, after accepting them, after valuing them, you are supposed to study them and understand them, because it's difficult to operate in a terrain where you are not well informed about it. So you have to know them, what they value most, what they consider as important, what they consider as irrelevant, etc., etc. That you'll have you'll be accepted in that environment. I can just give an example. A white person coming into an African context, when that white person speaks Shona, like in my area, I'm a Shona. Yes, that person automatically fits in, because we have something in common.
Yes.
So I will have something common, and I will accept the person. So an Adventist man, if he does, or if you do likewise, I think you'll have impact.
So how do these men in Amphundiswami, you know, advocate for social justice? Because there are things that are happening there, and we need men to speak up, Amphundiswami. So how do they now, you know, advocate for promote social justice as well as advocating for it, and also for some that some people, you know, they feel marginalized by the community. Some tribes feel inferior to other tribes, whilst some genders, they feel inferior to other genders, you know. So how then do men advocate for that in a society where some societies, where patriarchy is at the, you know, it's there. You can't even tell a man anything. They don't even regard women. So how do we now, as men, advocate for such things?
Yeah, thank you for the question. My thinking, the most important thing and the most effective thing after studying, we are supposed to inform ourselves. We are supposed to have information ourselves. You cannot go in an area without any information about yourself, understand yourself. Then when you go that other side, your assignment will be much easier. Then we are supposed to teach people. After teaching yourself, after acquiring information, you have to give them information, like education and awareness is important. So Christian men can start by educating themselves on social justice issues and the experiences of marginalized groups. This can involve like reading books, attending workshops, listening to diverse voices, and engaging in conversations that challenge their perceptives. That's what I think.
So, Mpundisi, as we you know, the issue of faith and culture, it can be sometimes interesting. So how do men now have dialogues? Not the evangelism ones, but just normal conversation and dialogues with men from different faiths, you know. How do you have a conversation, for example, Mpundiswami, with a Sangoma, you know, a meaningful conversation, like straightforward, you know, speak about men things and everything else. How do they do that, and how do they prepare for that? Or it just happens naturally?
happening naturally, I don't think it's possible. But what I think is, before I became a Christian, my orientation is full of culture. So I have to respect the culture element. Then within the context of that culture, then my connection comes in. You see? So, as an Adventist man, what I'm supposed to do is not to push away my culture, because culture comes from God. Yes, and God set boundaries. This culture, you're supposed to be behaving this way. Any culture which is not against the word of God, it's a good word, culture. So we are going to be served within the context of our cultures. So there's no connection without cultures. Saka, we have to inform ourselves about culture.
So how can men, we are multi-skilled as people, you know, how can they now use their talents, creatively to influence, you know, culture through art, through music and media? Because, like, sometimes you would hardly see a Christian song trending, you know, but you see all these other ones trending. So how can our men now use their gifts to uplift Christ?
Okay, using this technology and social media, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I think you've already shed a bit of light or on the question. On a certain platform, or in a certain book in the Bible, Jesus said, the sons of darkness seem to be much more clever than the sons of the light. Now, we are not supposed to drag behind. Let's move with time. Let's use this technology positively. So using our talents positively is very important. You see these musicians singing their worldly music advertising them through the social media. That's exactly what we are supposed to do. Actually, we are supposed to be ahead of them in doing these things. So identify your talent, use it positively, and spread your influence through social media like the TikToks. I like some other Adventist men were giving their presentations, family life presentations on TikToks, and many people are following.
Yes.
So, yeah. So I think it will be good that we make use of our social. We are not supposed to shun our away from these worldly things. We are in the world, but we are not of the world. Yes. So. Yes, Saga. So let's make use of this technology to do good things that brings life, that advocate for justice, good living, etc.
Are you on TikTok, Mpundis?
I usually make use of Facebook and WhatsApp. I have what you call Ways of the Elders.
Okay.
Where I just share short statements. Yeah.
I see. I thought Mfundis was on TikTok. I was going to follow Mfundis.
No, I'll create one. I'll create one so that will follow me.
Okay. All right, Mfundis. No, thank you so much, Mfundis, you know, for this conversation, because it's quite important that, you know, our men, they integrate themselves into different cultures and push, you know, the gospel. So any closing words on this topic? And after that, please do pray for them, which is the men.
Okay. My closing words to men are, let us be level-headed, and let us be prepared to adjust to the context of where we'll be evangelizing. Let's take the example of Jesus. He mingled with every person from the youngest to the oldest, different cultures, and he managed to reach their hearts. The mind of Jesus is supposed to be in us. So the Jesus way is the way to go, and we are not supposed to limit ourselves. We are not supposed to be limited by cultures, you see, and our background is not supposed to limit us to reach greater heights in spreading the word of God. Yes, so I can I pray?
Yes, Mpundis.
Our Father God in heaven, we want to thank you for your presence. This discussion was a success because of your leading hand. As we conclude, Lord, we pray that all heavenly blessings be poured upon all men, including their families in which they belong. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Mpundis, thank you so much. May you have yourself a blessed day.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.